Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is the Wilderness Survival Guide.
今天早上要与大家分享的题目是旷野求生指南。
Wilderness is a place which is very difficult for survival.
旷野是一个很难生存的地方。
If you go hiking or you go traveling yourself, if you are lost in the wilderness,
如果你去爬山去野外你是自己一个人然后最后迷路的话
Then there's a high chance that you may die
那很有可能你就回不来了
But unless you know how to survive
除非你知道要怎么求生
And then maybe you have a better chance to survive the ordeal
你可能还有一点机会可以撑住等人家来救你
Israelites, they, after they left Egypt, they were traveling in the wilderness
以色列人当他们离开埃及之后他们走在旷野里
They spent almost 40 years there.
他们大概花了四十年在其中。
And finally, they entered the land of Canaan.
最后他们进入迦南地。
But if they do not survive that 40 years,
可是如果那四十年没有存活下来,
then they were never able to enter the promised land.
那他们是完全没机会进入迦南地的。
But how did some people survive in the wilderness?
那为什么有人可以在旷野存活下来呢?
Well, to be exact, most of the people who left Egypt didn't survive the wilderness.
更准确的来说，大部分离开埃及的人都没有在旷野活下来。
Most of the people died.
大部分的人都死去了。
But some were surviving.
那有些人是真的活下来了。
So how did they survive?
那他们是如何能存活的呢?
Or why did those die? They didn't survive.
那为什么那些死去的人无法生存呢?
Then we have to look at it from the Bible.
那我们就要来看看圣经。
Because the wilderness signifies the period of life that we live in this world.
因为这一段旷野路就象征着我们走在人生路上一样。
You were not here last night. I encourage you to go back to the recording.
如果你昨天晚上没有来的话我鼓励你回去听听昨天晚上的录音
Facing your own wilderness
面对你自己的旷野
That faith journey is a wilderness
这一段信仰之路就是走旷野的路
Even in living in this world it's not easy
虽然走在这一条人生路并不容易
And if you follow Lord Jesus Christ it's even harder
而且你跟随主耶稣的路走起来就更加 不容易了
It's just like a wilderness
就像走在旷野里
but is leading toward the land of Canaan.
可是却是一条走向永生的道路。
Wilderness is a very tough place.
旷野很难生存。
Can represent that a time and a place of trial, testing of our faith.
也可以代表我们人生其中所遇到的艰难与困苦。
Can represent a time of loneliness and also lacking.
也可以代表缺乏或是孤独。
But God allowed us to face wilderness for different reasons.
可是神允许我们面对自己的旷野是有一些原因的。
And yesterday we talked about that. In order to go to the promised land, you have to go through wilderness.
昨天我们已经有谈到，当你想要进入迦南美地，中间是免不了这一段旷野路的。
And that wilderness is a place of transforming your character and uplifting your faith.
这段旷野路也正是可以改变你个性还有你的想法的一段路
Just like in English put it, it can make it, make you or break you
像英文有一句话说它不是 打倒你要不然就是成就你
So if you are not broken by the wilderness then you are made into a more spiritual, more stronger faith person
所以属灵上来说如果你没有被旷野打倒没有被困难打倒的话你就成就更高超的灵性
If you look at this picture Picture of the wilderness in Mount Sinai area.
如果我们看看这一张在西乃山附近的旷野
Very, very dry.
非常的干旱
The wilderness in the daytime, the temperature is about 40 to 50 degrees.
大概在白天温度可以高达四五十度
It's super dry and hot.
非常的干旱还有炎热
And at night, it can be very cold, under 10 degrees Celsius.
晚上却可以降到零下十度以下
And the rainfall is very little.
雨下得很少
So you can see not much can grow from the ground You cannot really farm anything
所以我们可以看见基本上土地长不出太多什么东西
But there are still some trees and some dry bushes that can still survive
可是还有一些灌木丛或者是一些树木长出来
But you cannot really eat from it
可是也没办法吃
If you look around there's no water there's no river there's no well there's not much water sources
四处看看也找不到水井或者是河流之类的东西
And the road is very, very rocky
这个路是充满了岩石，大小的石头。
Sometimes you have to pass through this mountain or hill to go to the other side.
有时候你甚至要翻山越岭才可以到达另外一边。
So if you have chance in the future, you go to Israel or Egypt for tourism.
所以如果以后你有机会去到埃及或是以色列地去参观
，then they will bring you to Mount Sinai Peninsula.
他们可能会带你去西乃山附近。
And then you'll be on a tour bus.
你会坐上一台旅游巴士
and then with air condition,
里面有冷气
but still after you get off the bus to walk a bit you feel very very difficult
不过当你从巴士上走下来你就可以马上 感受到这个炎热的空气
Yesterday we mentioned wilderness symbolizes our own difficulties
昨天晚上我们已经提到了旷野代表我们人生的困难
Maybe suddenly you got laid off
可能突然你就被辞工了
And then you're in financial hardship
在经济上开始紧缩。
Maybe you are disappointed because you apply for some college that you dream college, but you don't get accepted.
或者是你申请你很喜欢的学校却没有被接受。
Maybe someone break your heart that your relationship ended.
或者是有人伤了你的心，因为这段关系结束了。
Or suddenly your loved one just passed away.
或者是你所爱的人过世了。
And then maybe suddenly you also have health problems.
或者是你突然面对到健康上亮红灯
or mental illness
或者是心灵上的疾病
or loneliness
或者是孤单
anything that can happen in any moment
人生里面任何事情都可以在任何时期发生
or family problems
家庭问题
maybe sometime your children grow up into teenager suddenly you find yourself in the wilderness
可能你的孩子从儿童变成青少年你突然就发现你置身旷野了
Wow, you'll be in a lot of trouble
那时候你心里就有很多的烦扰
But how do we survive?
那这时候要怎么活下来呢
Then we have to look at how God tells the people the survival guide
这时候我们就要看看神告诉百姓如何在旷野的求生指南
Because this wilderness is a spiritual wilderness
因为这是一个属灵的旷野
If you do not use spiritual way to survive there's no way you will be alive
如果你没有用属灵的方法去胜过你是没有办法存活下去的
Because sometimes you'll be so lost
因为有时候你会整个迷失了
Let's turn to Psalm 63
我们来翻到诗篇63篇
Psalm 63 verse 1
诗篇六十三篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 63 verse 1.
诗篇六十三篇第一节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
Psalm 63 verse 1.
诗篇六十三篇第一节。
Two, three.
一起读。
Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water. David make this.Psalms, very touching.
大卫做了这首很令人感动的诗。
That he was one was in the wilderness by himself.
这是一段他自己在旷野的时候。
That he was fleeing for his life.
那时候是为了逃命躲到旷野去。
And he made this psalm.
所以他就做了这首诗。
He said, "Oh God, you are my God."
他说：“神啊，你是我的神。
That earnestly I seek you.
我要切切地寻求你。
My soul thirsts for you.
我渴想你。
In a dry and weary land.
在干旱疲乏无水之地。
So one thing we must just remember.
所以我们必须记得一件事。
If you are in your own wilderness.
如果你待在自己的旷野里。
And God allows you to be in that wilderness.
并且是神所允许的。
He wants you to draw closer to him.
他要你亲近他。
Because all the answer, all the solution are with God.
因为所有的答案跟解决办法都在神那里。
If you leave God, if you choose to depart from God,
如果你选择要离开神
then you will not survive.
那你最后是活不下去的。
Maybe you think you are okay for a while.
可能过一阵子你还觉得自己撑得住。
But your heart is not okay.
但是你的心其实不好。
You have to draw close to God to get strength.
你必须亲近神才能够得到力量。
So, now we're going to share a few points about Wilderness Survival Guide.
所以现在要来跟大家谈一谈旷野的求生指南。
The first point.
第一点。
We have to remember God's promise in the wilderness.
我们要在旷野里谨记着神的应许。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们来翻到生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1.
生命记第八章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1.
生命记第八章第一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
八章一节。
Hope that everyone can flip your Bible.
请每个人读翻自己的圣经来读。
Chapter 8, verse 1, 1, 2, 3. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do. You may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord sworn to give to your fathers. Here God tells the people.
这里神告诉百姓
Now you have to follow. You have to follow my words.
你要跟随我的应许
You have to go where I tell you to go.
你要走我叫你走的路
But people may think this is too hard.
可是人们会觉得这个太难了
This is impossible.
这不可能啊
How can we survive in this harsh place?
在这个干旱无水之地我们要如何能生存下去呢
Especially there are so many at night all the beasts, all the scorpion, all the animals coming out.
而且在晚上黑夜里有一些看不见的野兽或者蝎子会出现。
And then the daytime, it's so hard to survive.
而且白天又那么的炎热。
And then how can we go to the land?
我们怎么可能经过这一段路去进到迦南地呢
？That land is called the Promised Land.
那个地叫做应许之地。
Because it's not you want to go to it, but actually it's God promised to give it to those who obey.
这块地并不是百姓自己选要去的地方，而是神应许要赐给他们的地。
Today, when we are in our own wilderness,
今天如果我们待在自己的旷野里
，the worst thing is you lose hope.
最糟糕的事情就是你失去了希望。
I read a news article a few days ago.
两天前我读了一篇文章。
There was a person who was lost in the wilderness for more than a month.
有一个人他在旷野里迷路了超过一个月的时间。
And then eventually he was rescued. He survived.
最后他被救回来了。
And people ask him, how do you survive?
那人们就问他说你是怎么活下来的
Well, he has some survival skill.
他就分享了他如何活下来。
He made himself a shelter.
他帮自己盖了一个避难处。
He have some food supply when he bring with him to hiking.
他去爬山的时候也有带一些些干粮。
But at the end, all the food ran out.
可是最后当所有的食物都吃完了
He was very hungry.
他非常的饥饿
But in his mind,
可是在他头脑里
He's telling himself,
他告诉自己
You know, one day I'm going home.
我有一天要回家
My mother's cooking is waiting for me.
我妈妈会煮好吃的饭在等我
He's imagining himself all the smell, all the food that his favorite is on the table of his mother.
他就开始想象他妈妈煮他喜欢吃的东西然后那个东西闻起来像什么味道
So he has to survive.
所以他就凭着这个来意志来生存。
Well, in those kind of situation, your mentality is the key.
在这样艰难的环境下，你的心态就是一个最重要的。
If you tell yourself, I'm not going to make it.
如果你告诉自己说我活不下去了
I must die.
我一定会死。
There's no hope.
没有希望。
Things are not going to change.
这个事情就这样不可能改变了。
Then you go downward spiral.
那你就会越走下坡。
But God tell them, no matter how hard is the situation.
可是神告诉他们，不管这个情形多恶劣。
This is only short term.
这就是一个短暂的暂时而已。
This wilderness, yes, I lead you here, but I'm not intended to put you here forever.
是的，我带你到了旷野，可是我不是要让你永远待在旷野里。
This is only a transitional period.
这只是一个中间的转接点而已。
And you have to trust in me, in my promise.
并且你要深深的相信我的应许。
I'll lead you through it.
我会带着你经过这段路。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 4.
我们再来读第八章的第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
第八章的第四节。
Let's read together.
那我们一起大声读。
One, two, three.
这四十年，你的衣服没有穿过，你的脚也没有肿。
And your foot did not swell these 40 years. Here tell us, because of God's promise, there's a miracle happened.
因为神的应许，所以就有这个神迹发生。
What is the biggest miracle?
到底什么是最大的神迹
？Of course, people say manna or water from the rock.
可能有人会说天降玛纳，或者是磐石出水。
But there's another miracle here.
但是这里还有另外一个这个奇迹。
That for 40 years,
就是在这四十年
，the clothes that they wore didn't worn out.
他们所穿的衣服居然都没有破。
How many of you have?Keep the jacket or the shirt for more than 4 years.
请问现场有没有人穿一件衣服或者是外套超过四年呢？
Four years is good.
四年可能还可以。
10 years is difficult.
十年可能就比较难了。
If you wear the same clothes every day.
如果你是每天都穿同一件衣服哦。
Or if you put on the same sandal, same shoes for a few years, the shoe, the sandal will break.
或者是你每天都穿同一双鞋，然后你穿了这样四五年，可能鞋就破了。
Or you walk 10 hours per day, your feet must be swollen.
或者是你每天走十个小时的路，你的脚肯定也会肿。
But the people, their clothes is not worn out, their feet was not swollen, and their sandal was not broken.
可是百姓的衣服却没有穿破，鞋子也没破，脚也没有肿。
How can that be?
怎么可能呢？
Because God's promise.
因为是神的应许。
Sometimes if you don't look at it, you didn't think about it.
有时候你没有深深的去想一想，你就没有发现这个细节。
You forgot this little miracle happened every day.
你忘记了这个小小的恩典还有奇迹每天都在发生。
Sometimes some brother and sister testify.
有时候一些弟兄姐妹这样做见证。
Yeah, life is very tough for them.
他们的人生很苦。
They didn't know how to survive.
他们不知道怎么活下去。
With so little money, so tough situation.
他们只有一点点钱，然后面对很大的困难。
Especially a lot of workers, a lot of preachers.
特别是很多的神的工人。
They have faith. They have over themselves to serve God.
他们把自己献上给神，并且为神做工。
They have given up their well-paid job in the society.
也放弃了世上很好的工作。
They join the TTP program.
加入神学生的行列。
At the beginning, they look at the salary. There's one preacher testified to me.The first time he received the salary, living allowance, he wanted to cry.
有一个传道这样跟我分享，他说他第一次拿到这个神学生的生活费，他几乎要哭了。
Especially 30-40 years ago.
特别是三四十年前。
That's not even half of what he had before.
他以前的薪水跟现在的薪水比起来，现在的连一半都没有。
How am I going to feed my family, 4 or 5 children, with this little allowance?
我家里有四五个小孩，我是如何要用这一点点的生活费让他们生存下去呢？
But he didn't complain.
可是他没有埋怨。
He didn't ask the church to give him more.
他也没有要求教会要给他多一些。
He continued to serve God.
他一直的侍奉神。
And looking back, he told me.
在回头之后，他告诉我。
All my children grown up.
我的孩子都长大了。
All of them go to university.
他们每一个人都进了大学。
I have a house.
我也有一个房子。
I don't know where this money come from.
我都不知道这些钱从哪里来的。
The only explanation is come from God.
唯一的解释就是从神而来。
Because God promised you.
因为神应许你。
You walk in my path, you do my will, I'll be responsible.
你走在我的路上，并且遵行我的旨意，那其他的我来负责。
But if you do not walk my path,Then you are responsible for yourself.
如果你不走在我所要你走的道路上，那就你自己负责了。
So right now we are walking in this wilderness, whatever it is.
所以现在我们走在这段旷野路，不管是一个什么情形。
You have to tell yourself, I have to grab hold of God's promise.
你必须要告诉自己，我要坚持抓住神的应许。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
我们请翻到希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11.
第六章的十一节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11.
希伯来书六章十一节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
Hebrews 6 verse 11.
希伯来书六章十一节。
And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness to have the full assurance of hope till the end. 12.
十二节。
So that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise.Sometimes our faith becomes sluggish.
有时候我们的信仰会变得懈怠。
I don't feel anything. I just come, but my heart don't feel anything.
我只是来教会，我的心什么都没有感觉。
I don't feel there's an urge. There's an urge to do more, to seek God more.
我没有感觉要多寻求神，或者是有什么急迫性。
Maybe you say life is too tough on you.
可能你会说我的生活已经够艰难了。
My own wilderness gives me too much trouble.
我的旷野已经给我更很多的麻烦了。
Then your faith is going down.
那你的信心就往下降。
Don't forget, this wilderness is supposed to draw you closer to God.
可是不要忘记，这段旷野路应该是引导你更亲近神才对。
So you have to put your hope in God.
所以你要把你的心放在神身上。
I just focus on Him.
我只要专注在他身上。
Through faith and patience, you inherit the promises.
凭着信心和忍耐承受应许。
Yeah, what you go through will pass.
是的，你目前所经历的一切终将过去。
God will open a new chapter in your life.
神会为你的生命带来一篇新的章节。
You have to have hope.
所以你要有希望。
Hope in God.
把希望放在神身上。
So this is very important.
所以这是很重要的。
When you have hope, you will not murmur against God.
当你有了希望，你就不会忙着埋怨神。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10.
我们请翻到哥林多前书十章十节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10.
哥林多前书十章十节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10.
哥林多前书十章十节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three.
你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
Here the Bible tells us we have to keep calm and do not complain.
这里圣经告诉我们，我们要稳定下来，并且不要发怨言。
Do you know most of the people didn't survive the wilderness?
你知道为什么大部分的人都没有办法在旷野存活下来吗？
Because they complain.
因为他们一直抱怨。
They complain food is not good.
他们抱怨这个食物不好吃。
Food is too boring.
太无聊。
Lacking of water.
并且缺水。
They complain the road is too rough.
他们抱怨这个路太难走。
They complain the temperature too hot.
抱怨太热了。
They complain it's taking too long.
抱怨走了那么久了。
No. Are you a personality of complaining?
请问你是不是一个很爱抱怨的人呢？
Nowadays, I find out the younger generation is very easy to always complain.
现在我发现年轻的一代很容易就抱怨。
Because they were brought up in a very comfortable environment.
因为他们从小就在非常舒适的环境长大。
In the winter time, we have a heat. In summer time, we have air condition.
在夏天有冷气，在冬天有暖气。
In the food, they are not lacking food.
然后从来不缺乏食物。
But they are complaining, oh, this is not delicious.
然后他们就抱怨眼前的食物不好吃。
This is too hard.
这个太
很硬啊，
很硬。
Or maybe the parent bring them to a place, they complain, this place too boring.
譬如说，父母带他们去一个地方玩，他们抱怨说一点都不好玩。
The computer I'm using is too slow.
抱怨眼前这台电脑太慢。
Everything can complain.
什么东西都可以抱怨。
Well, the Israelites, why they did not survive in the wilderness?
以色列人为何最终没有办法在旷野存活下来？
Because they keep complaining to God. One of the reasons is they keep complaining to God.
最大的问题就在于他们一直在埋怨神。
Of course, life is tough. Wilderness is tough.
当然，旷野路不好走。
Nothing is easy.
人生没有什么是容易的。
Right. Especially if you want to go to heavenly kingdom.
特别是当你的方向是要朝天国前进的时候。
It's difficult.
是很困难的。
Or just like if you want to graduate, you have to go through a lot of tests and exams.
就像你想要大学毕业，你当然要经过很多的考试跟测验。
You have to earn a paycheck at the month end. You have to endure the scolding from the customer, the boss give you the pressure.
你想要在月底领到你的薪水，那这个月你就要好好的工作，忍受老板的这个责备或者是客户的刁难。
Right. That is part of the deal.
这当然就是一整套的。
But why can some people endure?
可是为什么有的人就可以忍下来呢？
Because they have hope.
因为他们有希望。
Because I'm not staying here forever.
他们知道我不是永远都待在这里。
After this wilderness, I will go to the promised land.
经过这段旷野路，我就要进到那块应许之地了。
I'm thankful God is guiding me.
我很感谢神一路上带着我。
I'm thankful for this simple food.
我很感谢神有这个简单的食物。
I'm thankful for food. I doesn't care whether it's delicious or not. It just fill me. I'm thankful.
感谢神让我可以吃饱，我不在乎这个食物好吃不好吃。
But a lot of people didn't survive.
可是很多人没有活下来。
Because their hope is not strong, they focus on right now.
因为他们的欲望太强烈，他们想要现在。
And they focus on right now, you complain.
他们只专注在眼前的困境，所以就一直在抱怨。
Even our husband and wife relationship is the same.
丈夫跟妻子的关系也是一样。
If you always complain your spouse,
如果你永远对着你的配偶在埋怨，
your marriage is not going to grow stronger.
你的婚姻就不会越来越好。
Because you're always looking at the negative side.
因为你常常看的都是负面的那一面。
If you always complain, your faith will not grow.
如果你一直在抱怨，你的信心也不会增长。
Because God is the one who gives you the promise. This is the one you pray for, you ask for, I give it to you.
因为神应许给你的，这就是你所求的。
And then God answered your prayer.
那神已经应许你的祷告。
And then now you keep complaining. What do you want?
那现在你却一直抱怨，那到底你要什么呢？
Right, the Israelites, they wanted to leave Egypt. They asked God to deliver them.
是以色列人想要离开埃及的，那神答应他们把他们带出来。
And now you're complaining to me this road is too hard.
那现在在把他们带出来之后，却又抱怨说这个路太难走。
So we have to remind ourselves.
所以我们要常常提醒自己。
The second point about survival in the wilderness is very simple.
第二点的旷野求生指南非常简单。
You just have to obey God's commandment.
你就只要听神的话就可以了。
Just obey.
只要听话。
No, ask why.
不要问为什么。
Don't argue with God.
不要跟神吵。
Don't question him.
也不要一直问。
Don't debate with him.
不要跟神辩论。
God wants your absolute obedience.
神要你完全的顺服。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
请翻到《生命记》第八章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1.
生命记八章一节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three.
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，
且进去得耶和华向你们列祖指示应许的地。 Possess the land that the Lord swore to give you fathers. Entering the land of Canaan, just come down to one word, obey.
要能够进去迦南地，只有一个字，就是听话。
Why 40 years ago those generations were not able to go to the land?
为什么经过了四十年，那个旧的一代完全没办法进去
？By the time Moses said this,
在摩西说这段话的时候
，40 years has passed.
已经经过四十年了。
The generation who left Egypt as an adult, they all, most of them, they died.
在出埃及的时候已经是成年人的人，他们都几乎死在旷野。
Except two persons.
除了两个人
Who are they?
他们是谁
Joshua and Caleb
约书亚与加勒
But the other adult men They all died
除了他们两位之外其他的成人全部死亡
Now why did they didn't make it to Canaan?
那为什么这两个人可以最后走进迦南地呢
They wasted their time in the whole wilderness But didn't make it to Canaan
他们在旷野走了那一段路最后
Cannot make it to the land of Canaan
其他人没有办法进入迦南地
It's very sad, very pathetic
其实非常的令人遗憾。
Right, if they die in Egypt, they cannot complain.
如果他们是死在埃及，那没话说。
But they left Egypt and died in the wilderness.
可是他们都离开了埃及，却死在旷野。
What does that mean?
那代表什么
？That means a lot of people who have left the sinful world, they are supposed to be, they are already saved by God.
代表很多人，他们被神所拯救，已经离开了罪恶的世界。
They belongs to God.
他们是属于神的人。
But they are die. They spiritually they die in the spiritual wilderness.
可是却在属灵上的旷野里倒闭了。
They didn't obey God.
因为他们没有遵神的命令。
Just like those people.
就像这些人。
When God tell them, now you are ready to go into the land.
当神告诉他们，现在你已经准备好要进迦南地了。
Well, they said.Let's send some spies to take a look.
他们却说啊，让我们派探子进去看一下吧。
Okay, God said if you want to send, okay, let's send.
那神就说好，你想去派就派吧。
And then afterward, they got the intelligence. They said, oh, it's too hard, it's impossible.
结果探子回报之后说，哦，那块地哦，不要想了，太难了。
When God tell them to go, they don't go.
当神告诉他们进去，他们不去。
They say it's impossible.
他们说不可能。
God said, okay, because your disbelief, I just do what you say. Because impossible, you guys cannot go in.
那神就对他们说，既然你说不可能，那你们就都不要进去了。
And then they wanted to go in.
那时候他们就说，那我们想进去了。
Now we want to go in to fight.
像现在我们要进去跟他们打仗。
But God said, don't go now, because I'm angry, I'm not with you.
神说，现在不要进去，因为我现在在生气，所以我没有跟你们同在。
But they still go, and then they die.
那他们就还是坚持要进去，最后就死在那里。
You know, sometimes I look at the story, I feel very...Interesting. Very similar to us.
有时候看看这段故事，觉得跟我们都很像。
Sometimes we just do exactly opposite what God told us to do.
有时候我们就是刚好做跟神所吩咐的相反。
Just like sometimes your children, you want to tell them to do this, but they do the exactly the opposite.
就像有时候你告诉你的孩子叫他往东，他却要往西。
That is human's heart. I don't want to listen. Why you tell me what to do?
这就是人性。他不想听你所说的。
Right. God tell them, Sabbath day, don't go out to get manna. There's no manna there.
就像神告诉百姓，安息日不要出去捡玛纳，因为没有。
Just some people just want to go outside, just to test God.
可是有些人就是要出去看看有没有降玛纳，就是要试验神。
God tell them, don't take too much, just take each day's portion.
神告诉他们不要捡太多，就拿你一天的饭量就好了。
Some say, why just take one day? I just want to double. Why I cannot take?
有些人会说，为什么我只能拿我一天的分量？我想拿多一点。
They take more, and then got spoiled, and God is angry.
那他们拿太多，到隔天就发霉了。
God tell them do not worship idols.
神告诉他们不要去拜偶像。
A lot of people still want to worship idols.
可是很多人却还是去拜偶像。
God tell them do not commit adultery.
神告诉他们不要犯奸淫。
And then they just hide. They just whenever they have chance, they want to commit sin.
可是当他们一有机会，就去犯罪。
Why?
为什么是这样?
Because their heart never belongs to God.
因为他们的心从来就没有属于神。
Yeah, their feet are walking together.
是的，他们的脚是走在一起。
But their heart never follow God.
可是他们的心却从来没有跟随神。
So that's why, sooner or later, when opportunity comes, they will just disobey.
所以只要一有机会，他们马上就离去了，不听话了。
But for us to survive in this wilderness,
可是对我们想要在旷野存活下来的人呢?
The heart is the most important thing.
心是最重要的部分。
Let's look at chapter 8 verse 3.
我们来看第八章的第三节。
Chapter 8 verse 3.
第八章的第三节。
Let's read.
一起读。
1, 2, 3.
他苦练你，任你
饥饿。 And he humbled you, let you hunger, and feed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you know that a man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word comes from the mouth of the Lord.This is what it takes. What is the major survival guide?
这就是最主要能够存活下来的指南。
Underline this.
请把这一节画下来。
This verse was quoted by Lord Jesus.
这一段话也有被主耶稣所引用。
When Jesus was in the wilderness,
当主耶稣在旷野里,
he was tempted by the devil.
他被魔鬼试探。
Even Jesus was tempted by the devil.
就连主耶稣都被魔鬼试探。
How much more will be tempted?
那我们能,我们也有可能会被魔鬼试探。
The devil told him, you're hungry right now, right? Convert this bread, convert this stone into bread.
魔鬼告诉主耶稣说，你现在肚子很饿，对吧？你就把这些石头变成饼吧。
To fulfill, to gratify your desire.
可以满足你肉体的欲望。
Right? Isn't it this what the devil telling us to do every single day?
是不是这就是魔鬼每天告诉我们的呢？
If you have desire, listen to it, follow it.
如果你有欲望，你就听从你的欲望，跟随他走。
If you want to watch it, just watch it.
如果你想看什么，就去看。
You want to drink it, drink it.
你想喝就去喝。
You want to do it, do it.
如果你想做，就去做。
Don't wait.
不要等。
Don't ask why I cannot.
不要想说为什么我不能做呢？
Follow your heart, follow your desire.
跟随你的心去做吧。
This is what the devil tells every one of us every single day.
这就是魔鬼每天告诉我们说的话，不是吗？
This is a spiritual wilderness.
这就是一个属灵的旷野。
No life, no life, but everything is dangerous.
这里面没有生命，一切都非常危险。
If you look at all the TV show, all the online content.
如果你看看所有的这个电视上的这些节目，或者是所有网络上的这些。
So much things to watch.
有很多东西可以看。
So much things to listen.
很多东西可以听。
But they are all wilderness. There's no life.
可是全部都是旷野里的东西，没有生命。
But the devil is talking to us in those media.
可是魔鬼却借着这些所有的媒体来对我们说话。
Gratify your desire.
满足你的欲望吧。
So many things you can enjoy.
有这么多可以满足你。
With a press of the button, you can see what you like to see.
如果你按下这个按钮，你就可以看见你想看的东西。
You can do whatever you wanted to do.
做你想做的事。
So how to survive in the wilderness?
所以我们要如何在这个旷野活下来呢？
God said,
神说，
Man does not live by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物。
In order to be alive, we need bread.
要活下去，当然是要吃饭的。
This morning, I believe most of us, we have breakfast. We ate before we come out to church.
今天早上，我相信大部分的人都有吃早餐，我们吃了才出发来教会。
Otherwise, you are hungry, you're not focused.
要不然你现在肯定很饿，而且没有办法专心。
If you did not have breakfast, you will have lunch for sure.
如果你没有吃早餐，等一下肯定会吃午餐的。
Otherwise, you have no strength. You don't have strength to do anything.
因为如果你没有吃东西，就没有力量做事。
Well, unless you are fasting,
除非你是专心要禁食祷告。
But even you are fasting, you still have to eat after you fast.
那就连你是禁食祷告之后结束，你也是得吃东西的。
But how about spiritual life?
那可是我们的属灵生命呢？
No.God said, man does not live by bread alone.
神说，人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Now, if you want to survive in this wilderness,
你如果想要在旷野活下去，
let me ask all the brothers and sisters.
让我问问所有的人。
For the past 7 days, since last week you come to church now.
从上个礼拜你到教会来，一直到今天。
Did you spend some time every day to read the Word of God yourself?
你有没有每天花一点点时间来读神的话呢？
Did you?
有吗？
And compared to the time you scroll on your phone or you watch things on the screen,
还有来比较一下你在网络上、你在电话上所花的时间。
How much time you spend on God's words?
你到底花了多少时间 多少比例在神的话上呢？
Don't tell me you are too busy.
不要告诉我你太忙。
If you have time to scroll the phone, to watch the computer every day few hours.
如果你有时间滑手机，有时间上网，
watch the dramas.
看看这些戏剧。
And then you say you don't have time to eat God's word.
然后你告诉我你没有时间看神的话。
No wonder you do not survive.
那难怪你在旷野里活不下去。
You know, the first thing, even you survive in the physical wilderness, you have to find food.
因为当你一进到旷野，你就要开始找食物了。
If you are lost, but you have to stay there for some period of time before people rescue you.
譬如说你在旷野迷路，那你在等人家来救你的这段期间。
You have to find some dry fruits where you can consume.
你当然是要赶快找找现场有没有什么东西可以果腹。
Or you can hunt some animal, you can eat it.
或者是有些人懂得打猎，就可以抓一些小动物。
If you do not have food, you will not survive.
因为如果你没有食物，你是活不下去。
How do we survive without the word of God in our hearts?
那我们要如何在这个属灵的旷野里活下去呢？
So, if we have the word of God, then we have strength to overcome the temptation.
如果有我们神，有神的话，当我们的食物，我们就可以胜过这些试探。
Point number three.
第三点。
How to survive.
要如何活下去？
You have to always looking up.
你要常常抬头看。
Always looking up.
一直抬头看。
Because looking up, you'll see the pillar of cloud and fire.
因为只要一抬头，你就会看见云柱火柱。
Because you don't survive by yourself in this wilderness.
因为在旷野里，你单靠自己是活不下去的。
If you look at the wilderness, everywhere look the same.
因为你在旷野里东西南北观看的时候，你会觉得看起来都一样。
When you are lost, you don't know your location. You don't know where are you.
当你迷路的时候，你就是不知道自己在哪里，面对什么方向。
And you cannot just stay there. You have to walk.
你不能只是站在原地，你要开始走动。
But where is the direction?
可是方向呢？
You know, some of us, some of people in the world, we are lost, and there's no direction in life.
有些人也是迷失在这个世界里，迷失了方向。
You tell them, why do you have to live every day?
你问他，你为什么每天都要活着？
Why you work so hard?
你为什么这么努力工作？
Well, earn money.
赚钱呢？
Why do you earn money?
为什么要赚钱？
Well, I want to buy a big house, buy a sport car.
我想要买一台跑车，买一个豪宅。
Okay, material life.
或者是过更好的物质生活。
And then, what do you want to do?
那你想要做什么？
Oh, then I want to retire.
之后我想要退休。
Okay, after you retire, what do you want to do?
退休之后要做什么？
Travel.
当然是旅游啊。
Okay, after travel, what do you do?
那旅游之后做什么？
I then waiting, just rest at home.
就是待在家。
Okay, this is most people in their life, the journey.
是的，这是大部分人的生活。
They're circling this wilderness round and around and around.
他们就在这个旷野里一直在绕圈子走。
It seems they are very busy, but they do not have a long-term destination.
他们看起来是很忙碌，但是却没有一个终极的目标。
They don't know where to go.
他们不知道要绕去哪里。
Can you imagine a plane take off but circling around the air have no destination?
你可以想象一台飞机起飞之后就在天空一直绕，没有一个目标。
And then fly and fly and fly.
一直在飞在空中。
Until all the gas are consumed.
直到燃油耗尽。
And then drop.
最后就掉下来。
This is a life without God.
这就是一个没有神的人生。
You are in the wilderness.
你现在在旷野里。
But where is the direction?
你的方向在哪里？
I don't know where am I going.
我不知道我去哪里。
I just survive each day.
我只是每天这样活着。
Yeah, you survive each day, but eventually you perish in the wilderness.
你就是没有方向这样活着，过每一天，最后你就会倒闭在旷野。
But the people of God is not like that. It's not supposed to be like that.
可是神的百姓不应该这样活着。
Because God has given them pillar of cloud and fly and fire.
因为神有给他的百姓云柱和火柱。
Actually, this is the same pillar.
其实这是同一条柱子。
And the daytime is cloud.
在白天是用云做的。
And under this pillar of cloud, the temperature is kind of lower. You feel the shade is easier.
那在这个云柱遮住百姓的时候，百姓就会觉得比较得到阴凉。
It's a mansion, right? 40 or 50 degrees Celsius. If you direct sunshine, you walk 10 minutes, you are exhausted.
就像我刚刚说过的，在旷野里白天可以达到四五十度，所以如果直接被曝晒在阳光下，你走十分钟就倒了。
But this cloud or pillar of cloud protect them from direct sunshine.
可是因为有云柱为他们遮挡毒辣的阳光，
and give them direction where to go.
并且给他们方向，知道跟着云柱走就对了。
And at night time, this pillar of cloud become illuminating, become fire or burning.
可是在夜晚，这个云柱却会好像有火在里面发光一样。
Wow, give them light.
给他们光。
And then cast out, and then scare off all the wild animals.
同时也吓走所有在旷野里面的野兽。
So actually, they do not survive. It's God help them to survive.
所以其实不是他们很厉害，知道怎么活下去，而是神保守他们的生命。
Without this pillar, they have no direction.
没有这个云柱火柱，他们就失去方向。
No protection.
也没有保护。
What is this pillar of cloud and fire?
那到底这个云柱火柱代表什么呢？
Let's read Numbers chapter 9 verse 15.
我们来翻到民数记的第九章十五节。
Numbers 9, 15 to 16.
民数记九章十五节十六节。
Numbers chapter 9 verse 15 to 16.
民数记第九章十五十六节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three. On the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony. In the evening, it was over the tabernacle like the appearance of fire until morning. 16. So it was always the cloud covered it by day, an appearance of fire by night. So here tell us exactly the pillar of fire is above the tabernacle.
所以这里告诉我们，云柱火柱常常立在帐幕之上。
What does it mean?
这代表什么
？What does this pillar represent?
到底这个云柱火柱代表什么
？It represents the truth.
就是代表真理。
Because the truth is to guide us.
因为真理就是引导我们方向。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 25.
我们翻到诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm chapter 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Psalm chapter 25, verse 4.
诗篇二十五篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 25 verse 4.
诗篇二十五篇第四节。
Let's read.
我们大家一起读。
Psalm 25 verse 4.
第二十五篇第四节。
One, two, three. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. 5.
第五节。
Lead me into your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation.Do you hear I emphasize a few words here?
你有听到我刚刚读一些字
Your ways.
你的道
Your path.
你的路
Your truth.
你的真理
People in this world, they like my way.
住在这个世界上的人喜欢走我的路
Right, there's a very famous song. It's called My Way.
有一首老歌叫做《我的路》。
Everybody want to do it their own way.
每个人都想要照自己的心意来走。
That's why in this world nobody like to listen to others.
所以在这个世界上的人不喜欢听别人的劝。
Everybody is thinking their way is the right way.
每个人都觉得自己的想法还有道路是对的。
Now if you go your way in the wilderness,
那现在如果在旷野里你坚持走自己的路
，God will say, okay, no problem. God will never force you to stay.
神不会逼你留下来。
God will not use a chain, metal chain, and bind you, say you must listen to me.
神不会用铁链把你绑住，要你听他的话。
You know, God is very free.
其实神是很自由的。
God give you the sovereignty. God give you the free will.
他给人有自由意识。
You want to leave? Go ahead.
你想要离开，去吧。
You want to go on your own way in the wilderness? Go ahead.
你想要在旷野里走自己的路，去吧。
But don't forget, this is the wilderness.
可是不要忘了，这是在旷野里。
You go on your own way, you are not going to survive.
你走自己的路，最终你是活不下去的。
But you humble yourself.
所以我们要谦卑自己。
If you, your life is guided by the truth.
如果你的生命是被真理所引导的。
Guided by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵所引导的。
Because Spirit and truth actually are one.
因为圣灵与真理是唯是一个。
Whatever you do, you pray, and then you look for the concept in the Bible to guide your life.
如果你在祷告当中求神的旨意，最后再来看圣经。
And then you really spend time knee down to pray, ask God to guide you.
在祷告里花很多时间，求神带领你的人生。
And then the decision you made will not be wrong one.
你最后下的决定就不会是错误的。
Still remember many years ago.
我记得在很多年前。
There was a brother.
有个弟兄。
Talk to me.
他跟我说。
He lived in another country.
他是住在另外一个国家的。
He said, I'm very happy. I want to share with you, preacher.
他说我很高兴，我要跟你分享。
I said, what is it?
我说你要说什么呢
？You know, I got a job offer in the Middle East.
他说我在中东找到一份工作。
Oh, I say, which country?
我问他哪一个国家。
He say, Saudi Arabia.
他说沙地阿拉伯。
Oh, okay. Then why are you so happy?
那我问他，你为什么这么高兴？
他说 ，Oh, you know what? The money is good.
他说，你知道那个薪水很高啊。
And then secondly,
第二点
，lot of potential.
而且有很多升值的空间。
Because the boss really really look high on me, and then want to give me those Middle East account to take care of.
因为老板很看重我，所以把这个中东的这些客户全部交给我。
So, and in a few years, I'll be very high up in the company.
所以过不了几年，我就会在公司晋升到很高的职位。
Then I ask him.
那我问他
，Are you going to bring your wife and children go there?
你打算带你的妻子孩子一起过去吗
？I said no way.
他说怎么可能
？Those country, you know,
那些国
too boring.
那些国家太无聊了。
And then education is not good for children.
而且那边的教育对孩子应该也不好。
So they would not go with me. They will stay where they are right now.
嗯，所以他们不会跟我一起去，他们会待在我们现在的家。
Then I ask him.
那我就问他。
How do you go to see them?
那你要怎么见他们呢
？Well, a few times a year vacation, I will see them. No problem.
可能一年有几次我会飞回来，没有问题的。
Now FaceTime, telephone, everything, computer, very easy. We keep in touch.
现在透过网络，每天都可以见到面，没有问题的。
After a while, I tell him.
经过一点时间，我就告诉他。
Okay, brothers, if you really, really want to keep your faith and your marriage, you will not go there by yourself.
我跟弟兄说，如果你真的想要保守你的信仰还有你的婚姻，我会建议你不要自己去。
Saudi Arabia is desert, do you know, right?
你知道沙特阿拉伯是在沙漠吧
？But also it's a spiritual desert.
也是属灵的沙漠。
No church can operate there.
那里没有教会的。
Our church is not operating there.
我们在那里没有教会。
How do you keep your faith?
你要如何持守你的信仰
？It's not 1 week, 2 weeks. It's years.
不是一两个礼拜，是一两年。
Secondly, if your family do not go,
第二个，如果你的家庭没有跟你去
，How do you keep your marriage?
你要如何守住你的婚姻呢
？It's not like a few weeks or few months.
不是只有几周或者几个月
，Right? It's years.
是几年。
And you two live in different world.
你们两个住在不同的世界里。
At the end, you have nothing to share.
最后你们两个就没话说了。
And the worst thing is, what happened if temptation?Appear to you when you are far away by yourself.
那最糟的是在那个陌生的地方，如果你有遇到一些试探引诱呢
？Right, maybe your colleagues.
可能是你的同事。
Maybe your customer.
或者是你的客户。
Maybe someone you met in the restaurant when you are lonely.
或者是当你很孤单的时候，你在餐厅里遇到一个人。
Temptation come to you.
这时候，这个试探来了。
How do you going to fight?
你要如何存活下来
？You fight one time, but you may not fight the other time.
你可能一次两次你会成功的胜过，但是不是每一次。
Because no church to go, no fellowship with brother and sister.
因为你去到那里是没有教会，你没有弟兄姐妹在身边。
Your faith will grow go down.
你的信仰会直线下滑。
And your faith go down, your temptation come will defeat you.
当信仰直线下滑的时候，这个引诱又来，你就直接跌倒了。
Then you lose your salvation. You commit sin, you lose your salvation.
你只要一犯罪，你就失去你的救恩。
And then you lose your family.
也失去你的家庭。
What is the money for?
那到底这么多钱能干嘛
？After he hear that, okay, he said, I'll pray about it.
在他听我这样说之后，他就说：“那我会好好想一想，好好祷告。
”After weeks,
经过几个礼拜
，he shared with me.
他在跟我分享。
I don't want to lose my salvation.
我不想失去我的救恩。
I don't want to lose my family.
我也不想失去我的家庭。
I want to follow God.
我要跟着神。
I told my boss I'm not going.
我告诉我的老板我不要去了。
I want to follow the path of God, not my own path.
我要跟着神的道、神的路来走。
Yes, if he want to choose by himself, he want to go, he should go, he must go.
是的，如果他要跟着自己的想法走，他当然肯定会去的。
Maybe I spend 3-5 years there.
我只要在那里花个三五年
，so much money，
赚这么多钱。
But maybe after 3-5 years，
可是也是在这三五年之后
，also lost the family, lost his faith。
他已经失去了家庭或者是他的信仰。
Sometimes you have to make a choice。
所以有时候你是要做选择的。
Follow God's ways or your own way？
是要跟随神的道还是你自己的
？Walking in the wilderness, the biggest, the hardest part is not the road.
走在这段旷野路最难的不是这段路
，because God already protect your feet.
因为神已经保护你的脚。
You are not going to be swollen.
你的脚不会肿。
You will not break your feet by walking 10 hours a day in the desert.
你不会因为每天走10个小时的路你就走断脚。
And your sandal will not break.
你的鞋也没有破。
So the journey of the wilderness, the hardest part is not always physical.
所以在这段路，旷野路最难走的并不是这个物质上的东西。
It's the struggle of the heart.
是心的挣扎。
Whether you can really put down yourself.
你是不是可以真的把自己放下？
Tell God, I'm just following you.
告诉神，我就听你的了。
I'm not doing things my own way.
我不会跟随我的心。
Can you?
你做得到吗？
Let's sing him.